This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's Secretary of State has appointed Christy Coburn to supervise the primary election in Elbert County. This after the clerk there is suspected in a security breach of voting machines. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Elbert County clerk, Dallas Schroeder, is under investigation for allegedly making copies of voting system hard drives. Coburn is a professional election administrator. The Democratic Secretary of State has also appointed people to advise the designated election official running the primary in Mesa County. That's because a judge barred Mesa County clerk and recorder Tina Peters from overseeing the election there because she has been charged with election tampering and misconduct. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Broncos players are reacting positively to the news that they'll likely soon have new owners. The team announced this week that they've entered into a purchase agreement with a group headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton. Lineman Garrett Bowles says he is excited to see what the new owners do with the team.
I'm glad it's behind us, but at the same time, I think we have a phenomenal group of people that are going to run this organization. I feel like they're going to come in here and do what it takes to get back to where we need to be and build this organization like it should be.
The sale still needs approval from all the NFL's owners before it's final. Over 1,800 people, including children in Metro Denver, need revaccinations. Colorado State Health Department and the CDC have determined that the Family Medicine Clinic for Health Equity mishandled some COVID-19 vaccinations at its off-site clinics. The state temporarily paused clinics until changes were made, but the facility is now considered compliant. It's going to be a hot and dry weekend along the Front Range. Highs in the 90s through Sunday in Denver and Boulder. In Colorado Springs, highs around 100 through Monday. This is CPR and KRCC.